Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast, where we perform a deep dive into comprehensive source material, distilling the most critical and actionable knowledge specifically for you, our learner.
Today, we are undertaking an essential deep dive into the world of UK travel insurance, and we're really extracting the strategic insights from the comprehensive guides provided by Pitcot.
That's the mission. You know, travel insurance isn't the most glamorous part of planning a trip, is it?
Not at all.
But the guides show us that seeing it merely as a box to tick is a huge mistake. The real insight is that it's the foundation of your financial peace of mind.
Exactly. It's the tool that keeps your vacation from turning into a financial catastrophe when something unexpected happens.
And we're moving beyond just defining terms. We assume you know what travel insurance is.
Right. Our focus is on the unique strategic advantage that Pitcot highlights, which is customization. Their sources really stress that paying for a plan that doesn't fit your travel style is almost as bad as having no insurance at all.
So the fundamental concept we're zeroing in on is turning that complexity into simplicity. Travel insurance is your primary defense against three specific threats.
Okay, what are they?
First, the fallout of trip cancellations, which can run into the thousands. Then you have the logistical nightmare of lost luggage.
And the big one. The extreme, often unaffordable, cost of medical emergencies overseas.
And we want to let you know right away that the detailed knowledge we are sharing, the real specifics, comes directly from the best-selling ebooks available on the Pitcot store.
They're just packed with the kind of reference material you need if you truly want to master this topic.
So if you find yourself nodding along and thinking this insight is what you need, don't hesitate. Head over to www.pitcot.com/books to download those ebooks. They're the perfect companion for this.
Okay, so let's pivot to the core necessity.
Mm.
The Pitcot guides reinforce that insurance coverage fundamentally shifts potential disasters.
Right.
Like a sudden family emergency forcing you to cancel your non-refundable flight from being catastrophic losses into, well, manageable hiccups.
And that's where the key features come in. We're talking about comprehensive emergency medical coverage. That isn't optional. It's the bare minimum.
It's the foundation, especially when you're crossing borders.
And beyond the medical side, you're looking at protecting your personal assets, so lost luggage.
And it's not just about replacing a few shirts. It's about covering the cost of replacement gear, especially if you have specialized items for your trip.
A surprising detail that Pitcot emphasizes is the customizable coverage for sports or adventure activities. This is one that people often overlook.
It's so important. If your trip involves anything beyond, basic walking, you have to check the fine print.
What's crucial here is recognizing the need for those add-ons.
Absolutely. If you plan to dive or ski or go trekking, standard plans will likely deny claims related to any injuries from that. The power is in customizing the plan to perfectly align with your itinerary.
Exactly. And when you secure the right policy, it means you can truly focus on the adventure. You can explore the Scottish Highlands or whatever without that little voice in the back of your head dreading what might happen.
That peace of mind is the real premium value.
That customization point is maybe the biggest takeaway from the Pitcot material. You're not buying a generic product. You're tailoring a financial shield.
And that flexibility ensures you only pay for what you need, moving money away from unnecessary extras and into essential coverage.
Which sets the stage perfectly for our next section. Pitcot has effectively categorized the vast landscape of travel needs into distinct plan types.
And this segmentation is brilliant because it immediately tells you which policy basket you should be shopping in.
Let's dive in, starting with the most common plan.
First up, the single trip plans.
Yeah.
This is the classic straightforward option.
The use case is simple. It's perfect for one holiday, a short trip, The coverage is laser focused on medical emergencies and lost luggage for just that one adventure.
And the source gives a very concrete and relatable scenario for this.
Oh, yeah.
Say you're hiking a trail in the Lake District, enjoying the scenery, but you take a bad step and twist an ankle.
Right. Happens all the time.
Single trip coverage immediately has your back. It handles the medical treatment, maybe transport off the mountain all without breaking your budget. It turns a painful incident into a financially contained one.
Okay, moving up the scale, we have the multiple trip plans or annual plans.
And this is where Pitcot advises that efficiency really starts to pay off. If you are a frequent traveler doing business trips, weekend city breaks, this is your friend.
The huge benefit is just the convenience, isn't it?
It is. One single policy covers all your trips for a whole year. You just book, pack, and go knowing you're covered. You don't have to re-quote every single time.
Now we step into the marathon trips with the extended stay plans. These are designed for real duration.
Planning a long stay abroad, maybe 6 months of work, a year of study, or just extended adventure travel. This policy is built for that longer timeline.
And it still covers the essentials, medical, lost luggage, cancellations.
But the policy language often includes nuances critical for long-term travelers. For example, the need for medical follow-ups, or coverage that remains valid even if you travel back home briefly.
So you're fully protected throughout that whole period, whether you're in London for a semester or exploring Europe for months.
Exactly. Then we hit a specialist domain with the business travel plans.
This is where we see unique coverage that focuses on assets beyond just your personal health.
It's tailored for professionals who rely on expensive equipment. Beyond covering delays, this plan specifically addresses the loss or theft of business gear.
Like your work laptop.
Your work laptop, exactly. And a key insight Pitcott provides is that most corporate travel policies have high deductibles for equipment. A business travel plan fills that gap.
So it's about protecting your productivity, not just the hardware.
Precisely. It allows professionals to travel with confidence.
Okay, the fifth category is designed for complexity: family travel plans.
And the crucial detail here, and a major selling point in the Pitcott guides, is that these plans often cover everyone, including kids under 19, under a single premium.
Which is a huge benefit. It means less administrative hassle and enhanced coverage for logistical emergencies, like a canceled connecting flight. The plan handles it for the whole group.
So the family can focus on creating memories, not arguing with customer service.
And finally, the plan you are most excited about, the backpacker plans.
I am. This is essential for adventure seekers and, budget-conscious travelers. It recognizes that someone trekking across Southeast Asia has radically different risks.
This plan is designed to be super flexible and accommodate those unique risks.
Yeah, the coverage specifically includes high-risk adventure activities. Pitcott lists things that are often standard exclusions in basic policies like trekking, camping, or diving.
But wait, for a traveler who's trying to stay on budget, does Pitcott specify what's covered as standard versus what's a premium add-on, like basic hiking versus high-altitude mountaineering?
That's a great question, and the guides do clarify that. While certain entry-level adventure activities are often integrated into the standard backpacker plan, extreme sports almost always require a named rider or add-on.
So you can buy only the specific adventure coverage you need.
Exactly. It ensures your journey is exciting, safe, and financially sound.
That list of six really drives home the strategic thinking here. It provides a roadmap for effective protection no matter what you're doing.
It's about matching the tool to the task. Knowing which plan type you need is half the battle won.
Now that we know what to buy, let's talk about actually getting the coverage. The Pitcott guide simplifies this, emphasizing that getting quotes online is the easy part.
The process is transparent. You input three critical things: your destination, your trip length, and crucially, the activities you plan to do.
And the system then delivers tailored options and transparent pricing within minutes.
Right. And to ground this in reality, the source material gives us a specific financial case study.
Yeah, they analyzed quotes for a couple in their 40s traveling across Europe, and they specifically included winter sports coverage.
And that scenario showed a significant range in cost. Quotes went from about $92 for a basics plan all the way up to $255 for a premium plan.
Wow, that's a difference of $163. That's a huge jump for a budget traveler. So what does that extra money actually get you? Are the premium features really necessary?
That's a vital point. It's not about luxury, it's about reducing high-risk exposure. Pitcott's analysis shows the premium plan buys security in three specific high-cost areas.
Okay.
First, and most importantly, higher medical limits. The basic $92 policy might only cover the first $50,000 of expenses, leaving you exposed if something really serious happens.
So the premium policy provides a vastly higher ceiling on a potential payout. You're basically guaranteeing you won't face bankruptcy if something disastrous happens.
Precisely. Second, it adds things like emergency dental coverage. And critically, especially for that winter sports scenario, the premium coverage often includes high-cost services, like professional mountain rescue.
Ah, that mountain rescue detail is a real differentiator for adventurers, isn't it?
It's huge. We're talking about helicopter evacuation, which can cost tens of thousands of dollars before any medical treatment even begins.
That shifts the $163 from just a cost to a vital investment against a specific high-impact risk.
Exactly. If the average mountain rescue costs $30,000 and the premium policy is only a bit more, you have to ask yourself if you're comfortable betting against that risk.
The lesson here is that you need to calculate your personal risk profile and align your coverage. This information is vital, so make sure you dig deeper.
And you can visit the full source of this invaluable information right now by heading over to www.pitcot.com. They have all the necessary tools and guides ready for you.
So let's synthesize the simple takeaway from all of Pitcot's strategic guidance. UK travel insurance is not a luxury. It is an essential logistical and financial necessity.
Whether your journey is a short vacation, a multi-month stay, or a year-long adventure with your family, there is a tailored plan to fit you. And securing that coverage lets you travel with true confidence.
It means you can dive into every single adventure knowing you've mitigated the major financial risks. Your journey just got safer.
As we conclude this deep dive, we want to leave you with a final provocative thought, building on that idea of customization.
Okay, let's hear it.
Since Pitcot's data shows the clear advantage of premium coverage for high-risk activities, challenge yourself to consider this.
Yeah.
If you're currently relying on a basic low-cost plan, which unique high-cost risks are you currently underestimating?
Like mountain rescue or the deductibles on lost business equipment.
Exactly. Which risks are you essentially choosing to pay for out of pocket if things go wrong?
That is a critical point to end on. Know your risk profile and insure against it strategically.
Absolutely.
And if you appreciated the detailed, actionable insights we've shared today, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
Also, press the like button if you love our show. It genuinely helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access this vital information too.
Remember, you can find all the details and guides we discussed today, including those best-selling ebooks that informed this deep dive, by visiting our website.
That's www.pitcot.com.
Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.